time for speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending in jokes. We got them from Greg in Naperville. In Arizona, we got a joke from Harlan. Joe Wagner sent a joke. Kathy Z in Columbia, Maryland, who is the, quote, proud Speed Jokes glass owner-operator, sent us a joke. Kevin Osar and Elgin sent one in. Southside Limey and Oak Forest did. Lori Jensen sent us a joke. Jeannie in Michigan did. She says, hey, John, I was not able to place my coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug in the front window with a spotlight shining on it like the leg light in the movie A Christmas Story, as one of our listeners has. However, I was able to get the second choice. My mug is now in a cupboard with a motion light, so that every time I open the door, a light shines on my Speed Jokes mug. Good grief. Thanks for giving us a little bit of joy. And another listener writes, it was a pleasure meeting you at Whiskey Acres a few weeks back. My name is Joe. My wife was the one twinning with your wife. Brendan, his wife, had on similar outfits, similar colors. That was a really nice afternoon. It really was, Joe. Anyway, he writes, on to the jokes. Oh, and this submitted by Stan in East Dundee. Am I the only one who feels McRib season is definite proof there is a God? What do you get after eating a Hawaiian pizza? Hula poop. What did Mr. Peanut say to his wife after he left the house? I'm going to come back to this one. You guys will have a few seconds to cogitate on it. What did Mr. Peanut say to his wife after he left the house? Here's a pro tip for anyone doing holiday wrapping. Do not sit on the floor to wrap presents without a plan on how to get back up. I asked Siri why I'm still single. It opened the camera in selfie mode. A driver was pulled over for throwing a pickle at a car. It was a Vlasic case of road rage. It still causes quite a commotion. I'm trying to remember, did we do that one last week?
I don't think so.
Do the people paying $300 for a colon cleanse know about the $4.99 special at Taco Bell? I saw a chameleon yesterday, so I'm assuming it wasn't a very good one. My wife threatened to leave me because of my obsession with optical illusions, and I said, hold on, this isn't what you think it is.
Hey, John, a cannibal took my girlfriend to see a Russell Crowe film.
Gladiator?
No, I really miss her.
My girlfriend wants me to start doing yoga with her, which puts me in an awkward position. Hey, Andy, you want to go to yoga with me?
No, I'm going to stay here.
Okay, back to that joke. What did Mr. Peanut say to his wife as he left the house? Anyone? Bueller? Bobby's drawn a blank. Andy doesn't know.
Oh, I got it. I'll be back. Back in a jiff.
Back in a jiff is right.
Nice.
Ding, 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 ding. And finally, I was at Home Depot over the weekend and asked the guy where plumbing fixtures were, and he said aisle A is home for plumbing. And then I asked for holiday decorations, and he said,
I'll be home for Christmas.
That's what he told me.